Traveler, I haven't seen you around Mondstadt in such a long time.
I'm so sorry. If you came for assistance from Albedo, he isn't here currently. Lately, he's been holed up in Dragonspine working on what he says are personal experiments. I do wish I could be out there helping him. Anyways, is there anything you need me to pass along to him? Oh, it was actually you and Albedo that need my help. I'm right on it. I'll drop anything and everything to help you and Albedo. So, what is it that you need my assistance with? I can't imagine Albedo ever needing my help. He's so capable and artistic and talented and... Albedo. Sorry, where were we? Right. Okay. Explain the situation and how I can be of assistance. Alright, so let me get this straight. You're trying to find a way to make more condensed resin, but you can't seem to gather a reasonable amount of crystal flies. So, what is it you need from me? I see. Collecting hurricane seed is hard because you have to scour all of Teyvat. So, do you need hurricane seed from me? Considering Albedo himself has created crystal flies from just the art he makes, I find it crazy that he didn't just create some for you. But I suppose that makes sense, given that he can't be traveling with you all the time, and you'll need hurricane seed more often than how frequently you'll be able to visit him. Okay, I'll do everything I can to help. Let's meet up with Albedo so we can brainstorm. Albedo! Oh, there you are. The Traveler came to me about you guys' experiment, and I think I have a couple of ideas. Can I run them by you? Great. The first idea isn't to necessarily produce more hurricane seed, but to prevent you from scaring them away, so that they're easier to collect and you won't miss out on any. Correct. The downside is that you'll still have to scour Teyvat for them in order to gather a sufficient amount. We'll keep that as a last resort for now. My second idea was to create a habitat where we can catch crystal flies and breed them so that they can reproduce at an unprecedented rate without escaping, so you'll have an endless supply. The problem with that is, well, I'm not even sure if crystal flies procreate. Do you know, Albedo? Oh. Okay. So that was it for my two ideas. I'm beat from trekking all the way up the mountain, to be honest, but I'll keep thinking. What? I gave you an idea. Okay, let's hear it, Albedo. Oh, Timaeus, you're here too. What's the look on your face for? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, sorry for interrupting, Albedo. Continue. You think
we can create an endless amount of hurricane seed without crystal flies altogether? That sounds impossible. How could we do that?
Something to do with what I said earlier?
What do you mean, Albedo?
And again, what's with the looks on your face, Timaeus and Traveler?
Traveler? Why have you gotten so close to me?
Why are you ushering me to the crafting table?
Did you three already solve this issue so you could just bring me here to see?
You seem so suspicious.
Okay, show me what you're talking about. I'd love to be a part of it.
What do you mean, is that my consent?
Of course I'm consenting to help. I already came here after saying I'd do so.
Geez, did you all hit your heads today? Do I need to take care of you? I can whip up a potion.
Oh, sorry. Am I in your way, Traveler?
You pressed so close to me, I think I can feel the hilt of your sword against me. I can move out of the way if need be.
Oh, your hands. They're grabbing me really tightly.
And what?
What do you mean that's not the hilt of your sword?
What is it?
Albedo? Timaeus?
Why are you two looking so mischievous?
Reading is the solution?
What do you mean? You just said...
Oh. Traveler, if you touch me there... Please stop. I'll show parts of myself that are indecent to see. And I don't want Albedo to see me that way. It's embarrassing and shameful.
You want to see it, Albedo?
You think it's crucial for the experiment?
Well, I suppose... So
aggressive, Traveler. I can't help but sound out like that. It's embarrassing.
Okay. I'll try my best.
I don't think... Albedo seems to be enjoying this.
Traveler, I don't know what I'm supposed to do in this experiment.
Usually I'm more hands-on.
Oh, it's really cold. And now I'm all exposed. My nipples keep perking up. I suppose it's okay if you warm them up with your fingers, but it's so rough. I'm not sure how this is supposed to help the experiment, but I'm happy to help for you and Albedo. Oh, not down there. I didn't get to shower. We just trekked up a mountain and... I've never been touched down there by somebody else. I mean, I've touched myself and thought of Albedo. I didn't mean to say that. Oh. Do you truly not mind, Albedo? You like the idea? Well, then... I suppose it's okay.
Please, Traveler, I don't think I can contain myself anymore. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to contribute. Can you at least use me to please yourself? I want to really help with this experiment, and I'm afraid I'm not right now. Yes, I'm sure. I always wanted my first time to be for Albedo, but I suppose if it's in front of him, it's all the same. I guess. Oh, God! Oh, that was quick! He picked me up and just slid me on top of me. It's so deep. I'm okay, but I'm making all these indecent sounds in front of Albedo. I'm sorry, Traveler. What? You want me to close my eyes and imagine Albedo? But that's not fair, I'm with you. Okay, I can do that. It feels like I'm getting slicker, but tighter. The experiment. Albedo, Timaeus, your noses are bleeding. I'm so sorry for getting the crafting table all messy with my juices. I promise to clean it up. Seed? What do you mean, my seed? That's what you intended to use for the condensed resin from now on? You're calling it your special sucrose seed? But that's not nearly enough. I thought you needed it in bulk. Albedo. Why are you walking closer to me? I'm sticky and dirty. I don't want to mess your clothes up. We've just gotta make more? Oh boy. Okay. Timaeus, please take notes. If this is to be a proper experiment, we're gonna have to do it correctly. Project 3, version 2. Let's begin.